Oh, thank you very much. Who was talking to? Brendan was talking about Officer Banfield. Officer Banfield is my new book. It's really good. If you just search in Audible or Amazon for Officer Banfield, Brendan has known me a long time. He couldn't believe the stories I was telling in the book. It's my 3 years in law enforcement. It's got wild stories. For example, I'll tell you in one of them. I'm up in the club. There's a girl dancing up on me. She feels the gun in my pocket and she's like, "What the F is that?" And I'm like, "Dude, it's my wallet. Get off me." I slide the gun around my back. Then I'm walking around the club and the gun falls out, falls right out of my pants on the floor, out in the open. I'm like, "Oh my God." I grabbed that. I picked it up real quick, put it back in my pocket. I'm like, "Maybe I shouldn't have brought this in here." That's an example. That is one of the many stories you might love and enjoy in Officer Banfield, a most revealing testimony of my time in law enforcement. The good, the bad, the ugly. Like the story where we got called to a what looked like a drunk driving, and the lady had ran all over creation. She drove over every she drove knocked down a light pole. It was a breakaway light pole. She knocked down a light pole. She's told us she'd been drinking, she'd been taking other stuff. She had the sign of a politician in her back seat. The major came out on shift as we were trying to arrest her and told all of us to go home, that she was to get a ride home, even though she admitted to drunk driving. And I lost my innocence in law enforcement at that point. I said, "Wow." I'm like, "Wow, here's blatant in-your-face bias, a very cut and dry DUI case." The whole shift was out there. Everyone saw this. And the reason is, well, we didn't want to risk losing our relationship with that politician over arresting one of his campaign aides. So that's, man, those are some of the stories in the book, Officer Banfield. I think you'll love and enjoy it. I did a little spiel for my Officer Banfield book there for. Now we're back to the game. Tell you about what it is. What's up, Matt Edwards, Justin Evans, Jamin Bryant, Rahul, Sherry Lavendel? Yeah, that was a quick story from, the Officer Banfield book. And there are really good stories in this book, too. I held nothing back. Good. Are they underneath? Oh, I see. Oh, they're everywhere. I hear them right next to him. The guy in his train car. Where were you in the book, Brendan? Oh, yep, they're shooting at each other over here. Oh, there's like four people collapsing in here. Let's go!
Sit rep, potential collapse detected. Relocation to indicated safe zone.
Alright, I'm following a guy over here. You should be running into him. Nice! Got a teammate. There might be one. That guy instant dropped, so I think all the squads are down. What's up, Nicholas Evans? Thank you for the 100 stars. Dang, we went to work here, Steven. Ooh, it's. You think there's. Oh, yep, right next to me. He's on top of me now. Ah, he filled me up, and I hate it. I don't like getting filled up like that. But then I did enjoy giving. So, really, you should enjoy receiving if you enjoy giving. It's kind of hypocritical if you don't, right? Joshua says, "You're a police officer." I am not. The very
call. Supply drop incoming.
The first chapter of the officer, no, it's the third chapter of Officer Banfield, goes into very clear detail about what brought about my downfall as Officer Banfield, and includes where they all jumped me and took all my equipment off, sat me down, gave me a list of complaints that I hadn't even been aware that they knew about these things. Some things were true, some things were not. And yeah, then they said, "What are we gonna do about this?" I'm like, "Well, screw you guys, I'll just quit and that'll fix everything, won't it?" And they said, "That'll work good for us. You can just quit and that'll fix all our problems as well, as long as you don't come around here anymore." And that's what we did. So they put a restraining order on me and trespassed me from the entire campus, the whole campus where I was a student at, and then, yeah, I moved out of state. No more problems after that. So, That is the first two chapters going into detail. I am no longer in law enforcement. And I also detail about my time in, or the stories I share in the book. The point is like a fifth step. If you're practicing Alcoholics Anonymous or 12-step recovery program, it's those stories are what identified me as like, look, I got a problem that's a lot more than my job. I thought how I was, I'm like, oh, law enforcement is crazy. You know, this is just how, I'm like, no, I have a drinking problem and I need to, you know, I need to deal with it. So that's the context. The book is shared in a recovery context and honesty context, that when you hear that kind of brutal honesty and you see it, then it can help you. The idea is that it can help you in your own life to look around and say, okay, what's messed up in my life that I need to work on? And feel safe talking to someone about it. Brendan was surprised at the language in the book. I'm like, yes, to make it authentic, I switch in and out of the language I generally use today, which is generally free of profanity. But to make it authentic, I also give you the language in the book as I used to use it, including how I used to think. So when... If I'm cussing, if in the book I'm cussing, you know, if I thought it at the time, I tell it to you how I thought it at the time, because that's real. So we keep it real in Officer Banfield. I have a speaker meeting 2017 book where it's not any language, but in Officer Banfield, we get fully immersed in the subject material. Jamin says, were you one of those angry cops? I was intellectually angry. I came to work one night all angry, and I'm like, you know what? These people doing right turns on red. This is something I'm gonna stop tonight. And I sat there and wrote tickets for people doing right turns on red illegally, on where there was signs saying no turn on red. And both people I gave the tickets to cried. I stopped them one right after another. My sergeant called me up. He's like, dude, what are you doing tonight? Why are you sitting there pulling these students over, writing them $200 tickets for turning right on red when there's nobody else around? He's like, what are you mad about? I'm like, I'm not mad about anything. Just, this is stupid. I'm tired of this. So sometimes I was angry. Wow, you are one of the only people who made it all the way to the end of the video. Will you please follow everywhere, Facebook, YouTube, Twitch, and join my Discord server, because I'm betting since we're here together right now, you will love to keep watching some more videos with me. If you'd like to game with me, will you please go to jerrybanfield.com/gaming, because you can find out there how to get in game with me and join my clan. I appreciate you making it here, and I imagine I'll see you again soon.